Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Audible, the leading provider of audio content on the internet. With Audible, you can enjoy books freely wherever you'd like and doing whatever you'd like. Download a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial by visiting audible.com/bangbang today. That's audible.com/bangbang. Two titans of Thursday night television are right here in the studio with me. One literal, one figurative. You'll understand what that means when you hear the show. But Gillian Jacobs from Community is here, and an American Idol contestant right here in the studio. All of that and more, all on today's... In a land of no-footed pajama wearers, the one-footed pajama wearer is king. Welcome to the show. Oh boy, that was a mouthful. Thanks to Ace Pumpkin for that submission for a catchphrase. 100% of that is ridiculous. Both Ace Pumpkin and In a Land of No-Footed Pajama Wearers, the One-Footed Pajama Wearer is King. Welcome to the show. This is Comedy Bang Bang. My name is Scott Aukerman. I am your intrepid host. It is the middle of May, mid-May, I would call it, as a matter of fact. This is a special show because we have one of my favorite guests back. She hasn't been on since the very beginning of... the year. I call the year the television season. Okay, September is where my calendar year starts. She was on at the beginning of the year, and she's finally for the premiere of Community, and she's back here for closing out the season finale of Community. Please welcome to the show Gillian Jacobs. How are you, Gillian?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Thank you so much for being on the show. You brighten up a room, and your last appearance... Let's talk about it. People were calling you one of the best first-time guests of all time.
For real?
For realsies.
Wow, that's such an honor.
It was an honor
to be asked, and it was an honor to get to work with the comedy stylings of TV's Andy Daly and yourself.
Let's talk about it. You were here at the beginning of Community's run, and now you're here at the end. Anything happened since then?
It was a very smooth year. Nothing traumatic happened. Mm-hmm. There's been no drama and no leaked voicemails. So I wish that there was stuff for us to talk about, but it's been smooth sailing all year.
Smooth. And and you're proud of the work, obviously.
Super proud.
Because they've been amazing.
I've been totes amazed. I hate myself so much for having done that. I thought that the episodes were really quality this year. And mm-hmm.
Quality control came in. They gave you a thumbs up.
Standards and practices, big thumb down. Quality control, big thumb up. And our season finale, it kind of has an Ocean's 11 heist feel to it.
Oh my gosh.
We're in crazy costumes.
Ooh.
I think this week's episode is a mainly video game episode.
Oh.
So many more quality minutes of television left for your viewing pleasure, please.
So you have, sounds like we have about 44 minutes left.
Yep.
On the season.
On the season, question mark.
Question mark. And maybe by the time this airs, but, you know, I don't think it's I'm telling tales out of school when I say we're taping this a little bit in advance.
Correct.
Of when it comes out. Maybe by the time this airs, you locked it in.
Yeah.
You know how they ask you to like lock in your DirecTV service for 2 more years? Maybe they locked in your service for 2 more years.
That would be incredible. I hope that I'm actually in New York as this is airing at the Upfronts. Mm-hmm. That would be lovely.
Hosting the Upfronts.
Yes. That's what NBC does. As soon as they have an event, I'm the first call they make. Jacobs, we need your hosting stylist.
Jacobs Avail? What are Jacobs Avails?
I'm but a small cog in the NBC comedy wheel. I think they'll turn to Joel first before me for hosting duties. But
I love you on the show, though. You're so great on it. The Dungeons, is it the Dungeons and Dragons episode?
Yeah.
No, it was this. What Sided Die was it? Where?
Oh, we did a Timelines episode where the multiple timelines.
Yeah. You're so funny on that one.
Thank
what was
you.
The thing that you were doing as you were going to the bathroom?
I really liked pizza in that episode, and I had a hungy dance, a miso hungy dance, which people took to apparently.
It's so good. And did they know? I mean, a lot of people don't realize how people are cast on sitcoms. The fact that it's like you read one page sometimes and you get cast on a sitcom. I mean, which is crazy when you think about it. Like a lot of shows, you would think that it would be, no, I've known this person for a long time. We've worked together for a long time. But what was your audition experience like? Did you have to read several scenes? Did you?
I read, I think, 2 scenes, one of which, maybe they were both with Joel. And I didn't know anyone involved in it mm-hmm. at all. And
they didn't know you. This is just a cold read.
Cold read.
Straight audition.
Straight non-offer.
Are you offer only, by the way, since then?
No, not at all. Maybe if we were a mega hit, yeah, I would retreat to my offer only tower. But right now I'm still down in the auditioning world with everybody else. I went in. They were seeing like 100 girls. And I was really sick. I had a high fever. I dragged my booty out of bed to go down to the audition because I liked the script so much. And they had said no makeup on my audition sheet. It said very clearly, do not wear makeup. And that was really exciting to me because I hate
really?
Makeup. And I don't know how to apply it to my face in a pleasing manner. So I got really excited. And when I later told Dan Harmon that, he had no idea. That was not per his request. So I don't know how
that is bizarre.
Somehow that got on the sheet. And I got down there and I was, of course, the only girl not wearing makeup.
Of course. Like I bet that it was sabotage from the other girls auditioning. Somehow.
Actually, I saw a girl there who I used to audition with all the time in New York, who I was convinced was trying to sabotage me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like the return of the saboteur. But I was too sick to care.
the French art of sabotage.
I know. They perfected it.
They really did. Well, you don't have to audition anymore. She's not auditioning with you anymore because you're a superstar. The show's a mega hit. It's safe to say it will go down in the annals of comedy, or anals, however you'd like to pronounce it.
Anus of comedy.
In the anus of comedy. It will be plunged deep inside the anus of comedy. Is that safe to say?
That's where I want to be, right down deep in the anus of comedy. That's where I'm happiest.
It's a great show, and you know, I mean, you're one happy family, obviously.
yeah, sure. We're a very happy family. Look, no family is without its drama, right?
Sure.
Otherwise, there would be no art because everybody would be too happy to create.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's a great
Thank
show. But moving on, let's talk about it. This is what people want to know.
Oh, what?
We had a Words with Friends game going.
Oh yeah.
You resigned from it.
Yeah, I resigned from it.
Okay, let's talk about this.
Okay, so what happened?
What is going on? Let me set the scene.
Okay.
First of all, I should say, Comedy Bang Bang TV show coming out June 8th. Sorry,
yeah.
June 8th. You're in the premiere.
Oh, I am?
You're in the season premiere.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So Gillian comes by. She does me a favor and acts in a tiny scene. Everyone, there's huge people doing pretty much tiny scenes in this show.
Yeah.
Which is so amazing to have. In the premiere episode, we have Zach Galifianakis, Will Forte, Tom Lennon, Andy Daly, and Gillian Jacobs. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Nope.
And then me and Reggie Watts. So it does get better, obviously. but you're doing me a favor. You come by, and it was freezing cold for some reason, and mainly because it was winter, and that's how weather works. But we're shooting this scene we strike up a conversation or a convo about Words with Friends.
Yeah.
You say you play.
Yeah.
We engage.
Yeah.
We play one game.
Yeah.
Goes really well. We're pretty evenly matched, I would say.
I'd agree, yeah.
It ended up, it was a tight race.
I think I won.
I think you won, and you did so handily. We start up another game because you have jury duty.
Yeah.
Okay, and here's my perspective, okay? About 3 or 4 days go by, you haven't played.
Yeah.
And Words with Friends has a new feature that says, remind someone how to play.
Yeah.
Okay? I've never tried it out before.
Yeah.
So I do it. I press it, remind someone how to play. You immediately resign from the games. Like I had bugged you. Like, that is the last straw.
No.
I resign from the games.
My social anxiety is kicking in so strong. I am sweating right now and I'm wearing silk. So this was a really bad outfit choice for me today.
This is just my perspective. God. You have your chance to defend yourself.
Okay, here's what happened. We played through my jury duty. Mm-hmm. That was the game that we completed.
Okay.
Then.
By the way, what was the verdict?
I got myself off of that case.
Oh, that's right.
I almost got picked. I had a lot of anxiety about that as well. And I pulled like such a dick move and whined and got kicked off the jury. And I feel really bad about that.
You basically
too.
Pulled the I'm famous card.
No, I didn't because they didn't know who I was. So you can't pull the I'm famous card when they don't know who you are. I was recognized by several potential jurors. You know. I have that feather in my cap. But,
sure.
Okay, so what happened was...
Is this giving you enough time to concoct a story, by
the
way?
No, I don't have to concoct a story.
This whole preamble.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So I went and just shot this movie in the desert.
Amazing how you can defend yourself while bragging. But, all right, so you shot a movie.
Okay, a very small budget film, okay, in which there was no... cell reception and the wireless internet didn't work.
Okay.
And I didn't intentionally resign from the game, but I think I might have hit that button accidentally. But then I was stuck in the desert and I didn't have a way to play the game.
That's a good story. But
it's
let
not
me
a story.
Let me trot out one last fact.
All right.
Which I think will convict you.
Oh, Jesus.
We actually had two separate games going.
I know.
I reminded you about both of them and you resigned from both. So you can't accidentally hit a button twice, in my opinion.
All right.
Gillian is scratching her scalp. This is, I'm sorry to put you.
No, I'm sweating.
In the hot seat here about this.
No, it's fine.
It's okay. You can just say. You didn't enjoy.
Loved playing Words with Friends with you. Nothing has given me greater pleasure in life than playing Words with Friends with you, Scott. I can't even look at you.
Let me just tell you, it is one of my life's greatest regrets that you resigned from those games.
I'm going to go home as soon as I leave this podcasting capsule and restart our Words with Friends game.
I don't want to guilt you into this.
No.
If you don't want to play.
I would love nothing more than to play. You know what? I even downloaded the app to my phone because I had it on my iPad and I don't often have my iPad with me. I can't look at you.
That's okay. Go ahead. But, you know, how do I know that you're not lying if you're not looking at me? Look me in the face here.
I can't even bear to look at you in the face.
Please don't be one of those people who feels cornered and backed into a corner about this. Please just tell me, I don't
want to
play.
I want to play with you, Scott. Come on. I want to play with you.
All right. Well, next time you're on the show, we'll get an update about this situation.
All right.
But
Jesus Christ, I knew this was too good to be true when you emailed me yesterday asking me to do this. I knew I was going to have to pay for that. Oh, Jesus. All right.
Well, I do. Gillian, thank you so much for coming. Please say you'll stick around the entire show. This isn't just it, right?
No. I mean, please, I got to redeem myself somehow.
All right. Well, we have another guest who's here in the studio that you are turning flush.
I'm embarrassed. I'm mortified. I'm always in fear of offending people. I did it.
I sabotaged
our friendship.
My point is, don't use that fear of offending someone to say, okay, I'll play with you. I don't want a pity game.
No, there wasn't a pity game. There was a highly enjoyable first successful game.
First of all,
I feel like
I cornered you into playing in the first place because you're on set and you don't want
to. I'm using a coaster to fan myself, listeners.
That's how sweaty
I am right now. No, I loved playing with you. I'm a very erratic player of Words with Friends.
That's okay.
I aborted a game with Donald Glover and with Jim Rash. I've aborted games with Allison. I've aborted games with Yvette.
Do they take it as personally as I?
Probably. That's why I don't have any friends. That's why I have all this time to come do podcasts at the last minute, because I have no plans.
All right, so you're a Words with Friends flake.
Yeah, I was sitting at home today just installing light fixtures. I didn't have anything else to do. No one wants to hang out with me.
Let's talk about that for a little while.
I got a lot of light fixtures.
What's going on with your friendships?
I don't have... Okay. As a kid, I didn't really have a lot of friends.
Grew up in Pittsburgh.
No friends. Talked to myself on the playground. That's how I started acting, because they called my mom and told her that I had no friends at school. And then she signed me up for an acting class, and that's how I got started in this whole acting game.
And Gillian, did you grow to love the spotlight?
Grew to love it. The warm and glow of the spotlight, because I don't
it
like
is
to
warm.
Be in
a
the
lot
sun.
Of people don't know that.
Yeah.
That
it's,
it actually
it's literally
is.
Warm.
It is. The lights are hot up there.
Very hot.
A lot of people can't stand the heat of the lights.
I don't enjoy the sun, but I do enjoy the warm glow of the spotlight.
Sure.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, we're going to let
I
you...
still don't have a lot of friends. And
is this making you more nervous talking about this?
This is horrible. This is like, I stopped going.
No one has ever had this reaction to being on my show before. I can't tell if this is a bit or if this is real.
This isn't a bit. This is like my deepest, darkest secrets. I have no friends. I'm always in fear of losing the few friends that I do have. I'm really bad sometimes at responding to text messages and emails. I get a lot of social anxiety. If I don't respond right away, then I feel like I've let too much time go on. And then you've hit a nerve, Scott Aukerman.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
You haven't lost this friend.
Thanks, Scott.
All right.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have you back on the show if I was that offended. I did want to know why. All right, we'll let you off the hook.
Okay, thank you.
We'll let you off the hook. We'll bring our next guest in, okay? All right, we can let him in here? All right, yeah, come on in. Come on in. Okay, you know him. I'm reading his bio here that his publicist sent me, but, this is interesting. Gillian, are you an American Idol fan?
It's very sporadic.
Sporadic, too, with that.
Oh, Jesus.
Is there anything you do on a regular basis?
Just hurt people. That's the only thing I'm consistent with in my life.
Well, our next contestant was a contestant on American Idol, it says here. Oh, that's interesting. So he must have been eliminated already, because I know that they can't, if the winners can't be, can't do press like this. So you must have been kicked off. But anyway, he was a contestant here on American Idol this season, and his name is Jermaine Jones. Hello, Jermaine.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Might I say you are a very tall individual.
Yes, I am a tall... People call me a gentle giant.
A gentle giant.
Yes.
Okay. Is that how you were known on the show?
That is one of the ways I was known on the show.
Also for singing, I would imagine.
That is correct.
Yeah, but those two things can go hand in hand sometimes. Gentle giants have sweet, melodious voices, and you sound like you possess one.
I'm slightly offended by the term giant. I think I think it's derogatory.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said that you were called that. I didn't mean called that.
I'm not calling you out, but the truth of the matter is I don't like that term.
Well, isn't it an actual medical term that people are giant if they're above six?
Maybe. That may be true. Mm-hmm. Are all medical terms flattering?
No.
Are they all nice? No.
Penile enhancement.
For example.
Yeah.
So... But I'm
sorry, I won't call you... Do you mind if I call you gentle? A gentle person.
I'm a very gentle person.
You are.
I'm a very gentle person. I was evicted from the show.
You were evicted. So then the viewers basically didn't vote for you?
That's correct. Okay. That's correct. And honestly, the reasons were bullshit.
Hmm. Wait, the reasons why? Normally, people just vote for you because they like your singing.
Yes, they had felt like they had uncovered some things in my past that I had or hadn't done or said or hadn't said my name was when it was actually Jermaine Jones, and that on or off the record, I had may have said to a police officer my name was not Jermaine Jones.
You're getting very technical with your speech right now. I have to say, you're using a lot of words.
I know my story. I know my story so well that I can use I can use any, I can speak about it in any way. I've gone through this in my own mind, up and down.
So are you trying to say that you were not actually voted off the show? You were kicked off the show?
That is not up to discussion. People know,
I'd like to discuss it because I don't know the story.
It's up for discussion. It's not up for debate. I'm sorry. I was okay. Definitely kicked off.
I'm definitely not going to debate you. You were kicked off.
Oh, I was, and it was in a very, it was not in a good manner. It was not in a good manner.
Well, what's a good manner?
Well, they sort of paraded me out beginning of episode 4 or 5. I forget which one it was. Mm-hmm. And beginning
1204?
Correct. If that's the inside term for episode numbers. And they said, in front of America, they said, you did this, you did that, you didn't do this, you did not do that. Anyway, Jermaine, you off the show. They didn't have to go through all that rigmarole. Mm. Okay.
What would you have preferred they do?
I preferred, first of all, they just let me on the show. Don't make up things that I may have or may not have done or said or did not say.
So, in other words, don't kick you off the show in the first
exactly.
place.
Exactly.
Okay.
You hit the nail on the head.
Oh, thank you so much.
Don't kick me off the show. Look, here's the story.
You said that several times, like you're finally going to tell me the story. I'm kind of waiting.
I accept that comment, and you are correct. That is something I'll say. It's my story.
Okay.
Because I say a story, does that make it fictional? No, I don't think necessarily a story needs to be fictional.
Sure, there are nonfiction stories.
It's a whole genre.
Sure.
In my case.
It's half the library.
And in my case, this is, I'm talking straight anthropology of me. This is true. Okay, this is the section my book is going in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's the thing. All right, how do I, see, now I can already tell you judge. All right.
No,
it's over.
Please, no judgment. Please. I'm fascinated. I want to hear more. I'm enraptured.
I haven't been in Hollywood very long, but a lot of people seem to have this, I'm better than you. I can decide when you're lying or when you're not lying or what stories are fictional or what stories are real about you. That's what I don't understand about Hollywood.
Are you saying that I have that? Is it?
Well, okay, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Did I feel attacked a little bit a couple of moments ago? Yes, I did.
I apologize for that. I want to be a gracious host, but I'm not sure exactly what
I did. Thank you for that. And thank you for that.
You sound sarcastic when you're saying
thank you
for that.
Every time my voice does something out of the ordinary, I get accused of being sarcastic or lying.
Mainly because your voice is doing something out of the ordinary.
Okay. And that's,
just keep your voice ordinary and we'll have no problem.
My voice will stay at this level for the duration of, if that's going to prove to you that not a word I'm saying is false or a lie.
You're getting a little, you're raising your voice a little bit.
If that's a height comment in a Hollywood, cheap Hollywood.
I think raising your voice is a really common term that people use when someone gets louder.
Okay. Because I'm 7'1".
Wow.
I am 7'1".
I knew you were up there, but.
I'm up there.
And you really don't like being called a giant? I mean, you're the textbook definition.
You keep bringing it up again. Let me ask you something.
I'm sorry.
Someone asked you not to say the N-word, would you keep saying it? I'm just saying.
It depends on who asked me.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It depends on if they were my friend or if it was just a random passerby.
That's right. But if Dr. Dre said it, you wouldn't. You would stop saying it.
If Dr. Dre asked me?
Not to say it.
Are you talking NWA era, or are you talking like now he's like a huge hulking kind of weightlifter guy?
I'm talking about now.
Earphone mogul.
Beats by Dre.
I'm talking about now, Dr. Dre.
It seems like he has better things to worry about, don't you think, Gillian? I mean,
yeah, he's got that hologram to deal with.
Okay, well, look.
You know that hologram, you can't turn it off.
What?
It just sits around Dre's house. Like, it's Tupac 24/7, 358. It does take a week off.
I think that I think they should make a one of those of me personally.
Even though you're still alive, you could tour yourself. Why would you need a hologram?
Because my fans deserve to have a venue to see me as well, Little Miss Thang.
I don't understand. Well, why couldn't you just appear in person at the same venue?
Secondly,
that's a valid question. I want to address that immediately.
Okay, address it.
Hold up, I'm blowing up right now. Hold up.
Oh, is
that your lawyer on the phone there?
He's telling me not to address what you just said.
How is he listening to
Isn't
this?
That crazy?
That's really crazy.
Guys, if I can bring you to 1993.
Sure.
Paint the picture.
I was 7 years old in 93.
Okay, that makes that checks out.
I'm a
22-year-old.
I'm a 22-year-old
individual.
7'1", or as I like to call it, 6'13".
That's cute.
Man.
Uh-huh. When did you reach that height?
When did I reach it?
Mm-hmm.
This was
what age? What year?
I'm going to have to say, more have to say, probably I was 15 years old.
Shit.
Yeah, that's right, girl.
I don't like you calling her Miss. What was it, Little Miss?
That's something we have with one another. You don't need to worry about what
okay,
we.
I'm sorry, I don't mean.
We have a bond.
We have a bond.
In a common language that we share.
And I hope that. For instance, like, because I'm playing words with friends with people, and if at some point you would like to be friends with me, that would be cool.
Hmm.
Just don't cancel my game, because I don't take rejection very well.
You haven't taken the rejection with the show very
nor
well.
Scott.
Oh, well, as to what you just said about the show, no, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing here on the show? I mean, normally we don't get a lot of American Idol cast-offs.
Look, I think I need to get my side of the story out.
I see.
Because people are saying a whole lot of things I said or I didn't say or I meant or I didn't mean.
Season finale is coming up. It must really chap your hide.
Well, the thing is, because I know I would be one of the runners-up had this not had happened.
You wouldn't have won, you're saying. I would have been.
Well, I would have been in the situation that they're in right now. And I would have won.
The situation meaning?
Why is there so much doubt in this room? I feel like everyone is skeptical.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
Okay. Can I ask you what exactly they accused you of on the show?
Okay, that's an absolutely fair question. And I want to address that immediately.
It seems like you're stalling so you can think of what to say.
That's funny. Because... I've been accused of so many things in the past month, and even since I've come in here. But no, I'm not stalling. I'll get right to it.
Please, then.
Immediately.
By all means.
Immediately. Here's the thing. Okay. I was involved in an incident that may or may not have happened in a car where, and it might have gotten to a physical tussle with me and a gentleman that's a friend of mine's. His name is Randy.
Intimate friend?
Excuse me, miss. Miss
She just means a close friend, a childhood chum, perhaps.
Because if you try to make some implications, you went over your head.
I already am. You're 7'1".
Okay, I take great offense.
She's just merely saying the height that you already said you were at.
That is my height, but
but you don't like other people saying it.
Okay, I see what this is. Are you trying to act, and am I supposed to believe that there is absolutely nothing racial about the way you guys are attacking me?
Well,
Scott's a known racist, so.
Known. That is a good question. I'm trying to sift through my feelings. Would I be as accusatory if, say, Clay Aiken was
here? I'm glad you're taking this question very seriously.
No, it is a good question. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to try to dial it down a notch.
Well, look.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
What you said also there was a variety of names that you had given police officers?
Yeah, I'm not following this whole
thing. What are some of the other names that you go by?
Alistair.
That's classy.
Biz Nasty.
That's not as classy. You had me with Alistair.
I've gone as Ecuador Diaz.
Mm.
I've gone as Blink Whistle 1. Forrester?
Is it spelled out O-N-E or just the number one?
It's just the number one.
Oh, okay. Clever.
It's just the number one.
You know, I lived in an apartment building where it turned out that the man living in the basement apartment was psychotic.
Hmm.
And my neighbor had a restraining order against him, and we had to call the police one night. And when we called the police, we found out that we didn't know his real name either. And he was receiving mail under several different names, one of which was Johnny Couch. So maybe in the future you could use Johnny Couch.
Johnny Couch is up for grabs now, saying. This guy was taken away?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I relate to this gentleman you're talking about in the story. Mm-hmm. Are we sure he's a psychopath? Or are we just making things up?
Well, he did call the police station, and getting back to your earlier point, use some racial slurs when referring to police officers. So they came, they knocked down his door, they tasered him, and they put him in a locked psych ward for a week.
Mm.
And then he was running around my apartment building with a medical scrub top covered in blood, wielding a knife. So I don't know.
So the jury's still out.
Have you heard his side of the story? That's my question.
Yeah, he said that bitch was extorting him, and he was very upset. Hmm. And also, he was talking to his brother about some things that had happened to him in their family, pedophilia. And he had also gone off his meds and was drunk. So that was his side of the story.
I'm not picking up what you're picking up about this guy, but
you don't think that this sounds out of the ordinary to you? Is this a man
unfairly targeted in your
these
eyes.
Are the types of things that people are going to just jump to conclusions about. Somebody says bitch. Right. Oh, he must be saying that in a mean way.
Wait, though, Gillian, was he white or was he black?
He was of undetermined race.
intercontinental flair mm-hmm. of some sort?
Okay. Mid-Atlantic.
So getting back to your point, though, I still can't figure out what you were in an altercation in a car with.
Okay, here's the story. And I want to make this absolutely clear.
Immediately.
And address it 100%.
With no preamble. Just
right
get right in
now.
There.
Now, I was in a car. I was in a tussle. Police were called.
By whom?
By my friend.
Okay.
By my friend, Randy. This was a situation on 4th of July, 1997. It was between me and him, and we solved it. He didn't press charges. Mm-hmm. And at a later occasion, I was pulled over, uh-huh. and I had a warrant out of my arrest. So, yes.
For what?
Well, that's another good question. I think this moment would be a good time to address that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about that, what I was.
Okay, I have a follow-up question when you actually get to answering that.
All right. In 1996, I set a house on fire. Let me explain to you what mm-hmm. had happened. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this one's a little bit complicated.
Yeah.
I had gone to a party. And someone had made a bet or a wager that I wouldn't do something. Now,
wouldn't do something.
That I wouldn't do something.
Okay. Okay. Well, normally, people make a wager that you would do something.
This was a wager that I wouldn't do something.
Okay.
And that something was setting a trash can with some newspapers on fire. And that's all it was. It was a trash can with some newspapers. Okay. Okay?
Sure.
So I don't understand how just because the house
caught
fire.
The hobo's fireplace.
Yes. It spread as fire do. And right. I don't myself make the connection that if you start a fire somewhere, you're responsible for the entire.
For the other fire that happens.
The other fire.
Yeah.
Did you try to put it out once it spread beyond the trash can?
I did not.
How come?
Is that my job?
That's a fireman's job.
That's a fireman's job. Thank you very much.
That's why we pay taxes.
Thank you very much.
You're a fire starter, not a fire ender.
Well, that's a good way to put it. So anyway,
Long story is short, but I have a follow-up before we end that story. Yeah. You say that was 1996. Mm-hmm. You were a six-year-old boy at that point?
That's correct.
And you got into this tussle in the car, 4th of July, 1997, when you're 7 years old.
That's right. I was 5'6" at the time.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you hadn't hit that 7'1" that you hit when you were 15.
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to get the dates
and
right.
And from 7 to 15, I grew very slowly in comparison to
the
0
springing
to
up to 5'1". Yeah, that's those were the lean years.
Were you exposed to any chemicals as an infant?
I was. There's a pending lawsuit with the water factory near my house. Mm-hmm. That is the basin that in Alabama where they would mix water and they would redistribute it to everybody. So
what would they mix it with?
Well, they would mix it with purifiers to get the toxins out.
Oh, okay.
I see.
It's a whole thing, and I'm in the process of trying to collect money for that down the road.
How's that going?
Not very well.
Okay.
Not very well.
So are there a lot of people who are over 7 feet tall from your town?
Oh, it's the vast majority of my town are big folk. We like to be called big folk.
Not giants. Not the G-word.
What is the town called?
It's called Bigton.
Bigton. Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's a schwa.
I feel like I've heard of it. Yeah, the schwa above town.
Population 27.
Only 27 of you survived.
There's 27 of us.
Okay.
And we eat the food of
I would imagine you
a
eat,
population 1,000
yeah,
town.
I would imagine you eat the fruits from very tall trees, much like a giraffe does.
Well, I do not consider them tall, but yes.
The leaves of banana trees.
Yeah, small trees. Small trees.
Smaller trees than giraffes. Giraffes are, I mean.
Like tiny giraffes.
Yeah, you're like tiny giraffes, yet larger humans.
Yes.
So, well, no, yeah, if people are trying to picture this.
Look, I grew up in a world where I was normal.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. That's what every child hopes for.
So that's why when we come out and we hear this G word thrown around mm-hmm. so willy-nilly.
Sure.
All over the place.
Yeah, might I remind you, you introduced it into the language of this show here.
Yes,
today.
I tried to make a connecting moment with who I am, with who the audience understand me to be.
Right.
And I think that they would know that American Idol tried to call me a gentle giant all the time before they let me go.
Did you have any kind of altercation with American Idol by the fact that they kept saying this over and over on the program? Is that why they kicked you out?
And you know, this is the first time I'm going to talk about this.
Thank you.
In public.
Exclusive.
And on the press. Mainly because most, you know, other places don't seem to be interested.
I feel like we're giving you a lot of latitude here. So, you know, please use it.
Is that another big person joke? I don't understand.
What? That would be a wide person
longitude.
Joke. Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Look, here.
I think you're right.
I think.
Here's the thing.
Let's Google that. There's a computer around.
Latitude?
That's lateral.
Here's the thing. On the way out.
I think
out,
you're right about that, too.
There was a craft service table behind the American Idol set.
Craft service is where you get all the snacks and food that people eat.
That is what I'm to understand.
Sure.
And directly after being eliminated, I just went over to the craft service table trying to, you know, eat some food before.
Have one for the road.
Are you getting emotional?
This one is the hardest one for me because I felt judged before. Before I even got to display. So
let's strip away all our judgment. We just want to hear your story.
The security guard comes up to me and says, you're not allowed to be here. I said, I'm sorry, you don't understand. I'm Jermaine Jones. I was kicked out. I said, I know who you are. You are not allowed to be here. Mm-hmm. I grabbed one more handful of pretzels, which, you know, for me was the bowl.
As is your right. Oh.
And he tried to make me put my pretzels down. I said, no. And let me just tell you something. I'm a gentle person. I'm a gentle big
giant
person.
Yeah.
Well, you don't make me angry. You don't want to see Jermaine Jones when he's angry.
Are you like a reverse Hulk? Do you turn smaller?
See, that would be something. If I could alter my body, do you think I would not do that all the time with the amount of crap that I take from people?
Is your favorite Roald Dahl book the BFG?
I don't know that reference.
I'm with you on that one, though. That's not a racial thing. I typically Roald Dahl is for white children, but I'm with you. I didn't read that.
I'm glad you're with me on that.
Big friendly giant.
Oh, see, this might be the problem, is that white children are getting books endorsing the word giant.
I agree. It's a typical...
But he's the hero of the story, and he gives children dreams.
Well, and here's another thing. Let me tell you something. So was Freddy Krueger. Okay?
He was the hero?
Well...
Anti-hero, perhaps.
Thank you, Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, I
understand what
I'm
heroes
with you on that.
Do.
Little Miss Thingy Thing.
Thingy Thing.
You like this, though.
I do.
You're kind of
We have
this.
A thing. We have a words friendship.
Yeah, words with friends.
With friends.
Two friends who enjoy words.
Enjoy words together.
All right. Well, Jermaine, I want to hear more of your story. Can you stick around? I feel like we've just barely scratched the surface, but I need to take a break. Is it okay if you stick around for
absolutely.
A little bit?
I'm here.
You're here. You're present.
Right? Yes, let's do it.
All right.
I can stay for hours.
I don't think we'll be needing you for that much. All right, let's take a break. This is Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back with Gillian Jacobs from Community. We'll be right back with American Idol's Jermaine Jones. We will, in fact, be right back. Hey, everyone. It's Scott Aukerman. I have something really serious to talk to you about. I have some news that you need to hear. I'm going to tell you about LegalZoom. That's right. They have been supporting us here at Earwolf for a long time. We used them to form the LLC when we first started Earwolf, and it was affordable. It was fast. They did it right, and they did it for us, and we are a success story that came out of it. So if you have a business or you're starting one, they can help you with it. They can incorporate you. They can help you with trademarks. They can help you with every little thing about it. They also offer wills. They offer name changes. There's no end to what they can do. So you go over to LegalZoom.com. You enter the code BANGBANG. That's very important. Then you save money while you handle your business. Okay, LegalZoom is not a lawyer, but they provide self-help services at your direction. That is LegalZoom.com. Enter that code BANGBANG immediately.
Here comes the judge. the judge. Order in the courtroom.
Here come the judge. We love the law. We're mad for it. We love the law. We're mad for it.
Order in the courtroom.
We love the law.
It's Marvin-Dew.
Justice is grand. We meet it out.
Gavel in hand.
We beat it out.
Order in the courtroom.
We love the law.
When I, dear friends, was called to the bar, I had an appetite fresh and hearty.
But I had only one thought in mind, to find the guilty party.
We love the law.
We sing for it.
You break the law. You swing for it.
Order in the courtroom.
We love the law.
Grab your habeas corpus.
Order in the courtroom.
We love the law.
Here come the judge.
We love the law.
Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. We have Gillian Jacobs here from Community. It's so wonderful to see you.
Is it?
It is. We're working it out.
All right.
During the break, we talked about it a bit.
Yeah.
We
can maintain eye contact now. This is progress.
We did some trust falls.
God. I let you fall.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
We still have some work to do. We're going to get there, though.
We'll get there. And also, American Idol's Jermaine Jones, who...
I want to do a trust fall.
You're too big.
Yeah. No, wait a second.
Thank you for having the honesty to say that. I would not have the courage
to say
that.
Little Miss Missy Miss. How could, after all we've been through. Yeah.
I know, but Scott and I together could not catch you.
I'm canceling our game.
You're canceling the game.
You're going to Jacobs it?
Ugh. I'm going to cancel our Friends with Words game.
You don't even know what's called. All right, so let's talk about this a little bit. Yeah. During the break, I looked you up, and yes. It says they kicked you off of American Idol for not reporting some warrants, for not reporting a criminal record that you had.
They said what Nigel Lithgow had said to me mm-hmm. was that if I had reported this information, maybe there was something they could do about it. But because I hadn't, they couldn't.
They have a rule, basically, where if you don't tell the truth— You're kicked off the show, and you did not tell the truth.
I did tell the truth. I did, though.
You told your truth.
Well, whose truth am I supposed to tell?
That's a good point.
Whose truth am I supposed to tell? I only know one truth, and that is that's mine. So, look.
Plural?
Look, there,
I don't think it's nice to make fun of the way someone talks, Gillian. I mean...
Yes, apologize. Sometimes I do throw an S at the end of words.
That's just a cultural thing, okay?
Oh.
Is that something that I'm to be judged for now?
Yeah. So, but my point being, why did you lie? Why did you keep it from Nigel?
Look,
Nigel wants to help you.
I'm trying to tell
Nigel
you something.
Is there for you, and yet you keep it from him. He has no choice but to kick you off the show. How do you respond?
Look, if you look at all of the papers that was signed, and the application process we had to go through to even have our image put up on the television by the American Idol people. Mm-hmm. You will see in the corner all sorts of little notes and tags and links that I put up.
Wait, so
I put up links to websites describing my past.
In your contract?
Yes, on the side, on the border.
Like YouTube links?
Yes, correct.
Is there YouTube footage of you in some of these altercations?
There was. I had to take it down for legal reasons.
Oh, the one from 4th of July, 1997.
Yes, that's no longer up on YouTube.
The tussle with Randy.
The alleged tussle with Randy.
Wait, you didn't say it was alleged earlier. You said you got into a tussle. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back and let's just make that alleged. All right.
You can't do that. You can't retroactively add an alleged.
Well, how can I do? I can't do it beforehand now.
What?
Sure you could have.
Well, I could have, but at this point...
You can't do it now.
Exactly.
No. Well, he makes a good point.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like American Idol probably got a hold of the police reports from these incidents.
That's correct.
And maybe that there wasn't anything alleged about them. Maybe all these things actually happened.
Allegedly, what happened in this tussle? You describe it as a tussle, which to me seems rambunctious, seems friendly.
Intimate.
Okay.
intimate as well.
These are fair questions.
Yet the police were called.
Okay, what I was happened? In the passenger seat,
okay,
and my friend Randy, we was just, you know, arguing.
I hope you were in the passenger seat because at the age of 7, you should not be driving that vehicle.
That is correct.
So far, everything A-OK.
And my story checks out 100% so far.
100%, and you're fully within the legalities of being in a car.
How old was Randy?
Randy was 16 years old.
Okay, he was your friend.
And he was my friend.
All right.
And you were alone with him.
And he called the police on you. Okay.
That's Well, look, Randy was...
It must have been bad.
Randy was from a neighboring town, so he was of the exact same height as I was at the time.
Okay. So you were both 5'8", or 5'6".
You were
5'6".
5'6". 5'6". Sorry.
5'8", 5'6", whatever. Yeah. Oh,
what's 2 inches to you?
Yeah, well, exactly. My hair can go up or down 2 inches any given day.
That's true.
Now, we had been in a talk about some music, you know, that I had felt was not good that he was trying to play.
Okay, this is 1997, so are we talking Save Ferris?
The specific music at the time, I believe, was Aaliyah.
Oh, Aaliyah.
Oh,
Aaliyah.
The late great.
The late great Aaliyah. And I was defending Aaliyah.
Sure. You didn't want to rock the boat.
I was defending her. But he wanted to play the music. I did not want to play said music.
Wait a minute. How are you defending her if you don't want the music played?
I know you think you found inconsistency in my story, but I will address that once I'm done.
When will you do that?
Well, I can do that immediately, like right now.
Okay.
This moment.
Please, if that's by all means. Like.
Okay.
Let there be no more discussion about it. Please explain it right away.
This is what happened. He said, look, I'm going to put Leon. He said, oh, I'm going to put Leon because I hate her. She's a bitch. I'm glad she's dead. That's what he said. I'm going to put her on so we can laugh at her. I said, you do not do that. Aaliyah, I'm going to defend her, and at the same time, do not play that music because we're not going to make a mockery of her.
That makes sense. See?
He's going to hate listen to Aaliyah.
Have any of my words rung false?
I don't think
the tone was clear and true.
All right.
So you said that to him. All of a sudden, a tussle breaks out, or what? What exactly? Okay. How does this
now,
go down?
The tussle, that is one way to describe it.
Sure.
I immediately how it began. I put my big hand on his throat.
Describe your own hand as big.
Yes. I describe it as big. Yes.
It's not big to you, though. It's just your hand, I would think.
Look, I'm trying to communicate with you guys in a way that you can understand.
Oh, I see. You're describing it as big, so we know. We get the full impact.
Everybody has been so all about the way I look and my size since I've been here. I thought maybe you guys, it would bring you a little bit closer to the story. That
I understand. But at the same size that you are, why is your hand so much bigger than his hand?
You guys are the same height.
Oh, no. I didn't. Okay. Look. My hand was not big compared to his hand. Compared to his throat, it looked very big.
He had a tiny throat.
This is the thing about the town nearby. Is that the water filtration system.
Sure. Different water filtration system
completely
than the one that
different.
Your town was using.
They have a whole other lawsuit going on. And it makes people's throats small.
Slim and slender. And what is the name of that
Swan-like.
Town?
Oh, that's a... throat skill.
Throat skill. Okay.
Throat skill, Alabama. Okay.
Throat skill, Alabama.
Look it up.
Right next to Bigton.
Throat skill in Bigton, sister cities.
Are they connected by a bridge of some sort? Or?
It's a tunnel.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it is a tunnel.
All right, so you put your giant, massive, meaty paw.
This is how it began.
Around his pencil neck.
And I didn't squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
I did not squeeze, but he starts, throwing a fit. Okay, he.
I can't breathe.
I'm seeing stars.
Right. Yeah. He splashes some water in my face. We had some water in the front seat of the car.
You guys should have just left this water alone.
Why are you bringing water into this?
Well, that's. And the effect.
You're still drinking water at this point?
Let me tell you, it burns.
Yeah.
It burns to the skin, but there's nothing like a little hometown Bigton water. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
It just tastes good.
Yeah. You grow up with the way you grow up.
That's right. I'm already the way I am.
That's true.
But
there was a lull in your growing. I feel like if you'd stopped drinking the water, you had a shot at being...
Yeah, what happened with that lull?
A shot at being what, Little Missy?
Not 7'1".
And what's wrong with being 7'1"?
You seem very self-conscious about it.
Do I? I'm happy with my physical appearance, alleged height. My soul.
It's alleged?
It's well,
alleged. I think some things are facts in this world. I think some things are facts.
Well,
and
you
measurable.
Are 7'1".
Yes, but
Gillian resigned from 2 games.
Look, on a bad hair day.
These are facts.
On a bad hair day, I'm 7'3", as we discussed.
What are you on a good hair day?
Earlier.
You're
7'1".
7'1"? Okay. Let's get. When did you stop drinking the water for a period? Is that what happened? Why did this growth spurt why did it take you so long to go from 5-6 to 7-1?
There was a small period where I was sent away to a sleepaway camp.
Oh, okay. What? Let me ask you one question before we get into this.
Yes.
Was there any problem with the water at the sleepaway camp by any chance?
No, not that I know. This was normal water.
Water filtration system was A-okay?
As far as I know.
Were you able to come and go as you please, or was this kind of maybe like a juvenile detention center / sleepaway camp?
I went to the camp with an understanding that it was going to be a 2.5-month experience. Mm. And then when I tried to leave, yes, they did try to detain me, so to speak. There was several incidents there where we won't get into, which may or may not have resulted in some physical altercations.
It seems to me like anytime you talk like this, you can just take it as there were incidents that did result in. When you say may or may not have, we just have to take it as fact.
You could take it however you want it. That's your prerogative.
Thank you so much. That's what I've been waiting for. Thank you so much for the.
You know, you will never get me to concur.
No.
I think I can get you to concur by the end of this
program. Don't concur very easily.
I've noticed that about you.
I have concurless. I have a no concur policy.
I understand that. Well, so you went away to a facility. You didn't get the time off for good behavior that you thought you were going to get. You didn't get to come back after 2.5 months. But I want to get back to this. Yes. Throttling of Randy.
Okay.
If we could. Okay, you're throttling Randy.
Yes.
He calls the police.
Yes.
Do they ask what he's doing in the car with you?
That wasn't a question. The police, first of all, they put me in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was the minor.
Yeah.
Sure.
They put me in handcuffs. They detained me.
Normally, you're not allowed to arrest minors.
That is my understanding as well.
Okay.
You can't put me, and they put me in a big person cell.
Well, you were 5'6".
Yes, but look, this is another lawsuit I have out.
Yeah, do you think that they should have put you in a tiny cell, like for children, like a little half cell? Is that what you think that?
I think that that would be more. Either that. Look, I can't decide what the legal system decides for people of different needs.
Mm.
But all I know is my needs were not met that day, and at the same time, they treated me like an adult.
No, did your parents know you were with Randy?
No. They did not know. My parents are not the boss of me. They've never been the boss of me. They do not own me.
Well, technically, at the time, they were the boss of you. They're your legal guardians. They are allowed to order you within the realm of common, decent
human
behavior.
You were 6 years old. You were a child.
Okay. I accept your opinion of that.
That's not, once again, fact. That's a fact. You were a child.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was a child.
And your parents didn't know where you were, and you were alone in a car with a 16-year-old.
We have a very small town. Okay. We have a very small
town.
There's
not a lot of people to hang out with. There's 27 people here in this town.
We didn't have a lot of crime coming in and out.
You find the friends you can get.
I could play on the street. My parents would just go, you know, Jermaine! Dinner's ready! That's my mama. And I would just come running.
Now we're getting into these childhood stories that I like.
Bigton was just... it's a privilege to grow up in a town with so many
people. Did the ice cream man ever come by?
Oh, yes.
What did that sound like?
The ice cream man?
Yeah, would all the kids, would they get excited?
Oh, he would just come by with all of his flavors, just dong, ding, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong. And he would just give, all of us kids would run out, and we would just, you know, we had a wonderful time with the ice cream man.
Did the 4th of July play into this? In any way.
Mentioned it was the 4th of July. What happened first, the 4th of July incident or the choking incident?
The 1996 was something different. For the 4th of July on 1997, that's when the choking tussle.
So when you set the house on fire.
That was the 1996.
I set a trash can on fire.
That happened to also set a house on fire.
Allegedly.
But you know, like if somebody sets off a firework in the forest and there's a huge forest fire, they're held responsible.
Is anyone there to hear?
No, but they're held responsible for the forest fire. So I think.
I think that's a mistake. Fire is fire, okay?
Fire, we can't control fire.
Once we try to control the elements, we are already being hubristic.
Okay.
Wow. I never thought about it that way.
Why do you say wow like that when I say the word hubristic?
Maybe I didn't expect someone.
Whoa. What?
Of your height,
wow!
To be able to reach a dictionary,
unbelievable.
Dictionaries are usually down at the bottom shelf in the library.
Hurt your back.
You know what? I would be angry, but you're right. You're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right because I'm a tall guy too.
Very small words.
Yeah.
And one thing that you wouldn't think about being the size I am, but it's hard to read small words.
Why? Your eyes are so big that
they
you
are.
Can't read small words?
My pupils are
that.
Larger than the average human being.
Yeah, everything
so
about
small
me.
Print, it's like...
It must be tough to read a Reader's Digest.
Oh, God, that's hell.
I can't even do... I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. Has never entered my world.
So then how would you know if it's tough to read it or not?
Look, I trust you.
Okay, thank you. Oh, finally. This
I
is
do.
What,
I trust I, you. I
good.
Don't know.
We finally reached the point where I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. I want to get your story out. I want people to sympathize with you. I want people to empathize
thank
with you.
Thank you.
And I want people to say, you know what, Jermaine? You got a raw deal.
I did.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
We're not there yet.
Okay.
We're not there.
Okay,
we're
on the way.
We are on
to
the
you
way.
Saying that in legitimate
and the fact that you trust me and will allow me to be your guide yes. through this process it means the world to me.
You may concur with him on this journey.
Okay, well, if we at the end of this, if you feel that way, I may concur.
Okay, concur with this.
Yes.
You have a police record.
Okay. Look. And here's the thing. And I know you're going to say I'm trying to twist things mm-hmm. and everything. When you say record, that implies a repeat offenses. Now, yes, there are two incidences where police were called mm-hmm. and my name was supposed to have been taken.
Two that you've spoken about.
Two that I've spoken about.
What about the incidences where you gave them names other than Jermaine Jones?
Okay, yes, those were names. Those were incidents.
Those were a few incidences.
Okay, but you said police record, okay?
Sure, yes.
And I just want to take umbrage.
Ooh.
With, again, what's that?
That's just a lovely word.
Okay. Okay. I say fancy words often.
What's the fanciest word you know, would you say?
I think a conundrum.
Oh, and what does that mean?
You know what? I've been thinking about it real hard, but I just can't figure that one out.
That's a conundrum.
Exactly. That's the word I'm trying to figure
yeah,
out.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So you have a police record. Can you just say that and admit it and admit that you were wrong and then maybe we can move past this?
Okay, look, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to say that there were multiple police investigations involving me.
That led to them making a detailed report.
Making some assumptions.
And led to arrests.
And that, well.
And led to you going to a juvenile detention facility.
But the last two, first of all, did not lead to arrests. I got away scot-free.
Sure, but.
Are you saying you ran? You ran from the police?
There was running involved.
Okay.
I'm a very fast runner.
Are you agile? You seem like you would kind of stumble over your...
Proportionally, you probably think I was moving slow, but I just cover ground.
Yeah, I would imagine like it's like Paul Bunyan, one step and you're just in another state.
Paul Bunyan is a legend and somebody who should not be thrown out there.
I'm sorry, but don't you want to be a legend? Isn't that why you went on American Idol?
Yes, I want to be famous. I'm
comparing you to a legend.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's like if I were comparing you to Aretha Franklin or something.
No, yes,
like
well,
I'm comparing you to Paul Bunyan. God.
Thank you. Well, look, I do think I would love to be something of the Martin Luther King for big people.
Oh.
All right. See, we're on. All right. Now,
there aren't a lot of people your size. There's the 27
and
Dickton.
I can get behind this. I think planes are prejudiced against people of your size because.
Not really. They
close together?
No, they...
Airplanes?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you say that you're a giant, and I use that the medical term,
okay,
which is what you use when you're on a plane, then they have to move you to a...
bulkhead?
Yeah. Or either a bulkhead or even a business class, I believe.
Ooh!
Yeah.
This is why I hate flying, and it's a discriminatory
You just have
system.
To say that... You have to say, I am a giant.
Oh, see, that's the part you probably don't want to do that.
Well, I do not do that.
So
I just,
you'd rather
I show
take
up there,
the coach seat and...
I show up there in person. I look at them straight in the eyes.
You have to look down, though, probably, to look them straight in the eyes.
Yes, that's how I do it.
But they're looking up, so I imagine that it works out.
Yes. Although, to me, it's hard to see people's expressions when they're so tiny. You know,
it's because your eyes are so big.
My pupils are large,
and they're so small that it's kind of hard to read.
It just doesn't work.
It's like people are ants.
You know, that's why I request that people make big facial. Motion,
Are my expressions not big enough for you?
I have not
tonight?
Been able to get, and this might be
this
part
might
of our
be part of our communication. See, this is what I'm saying.
I'm able to get a tabs on you, and Little Miss over there. I honestly, too small. Didn't know you were in the room when I first walked in.
You thought it was a disembodied voice.
I did
bouncing
it's
around.
Like
the
some,
room.
Oh, someone's there. But I've learned that when a voice is there, it just means that there's a very tiny person over there.
Oh, and to be fair, you're not tiny. You're regular size.
Oh, no, she's tiny.
I mean, I've been called short.
You've been called short by whom? Who would dare?
No, you know what? I can relate to your pain in the opposite direction. I was called shrimp in school.
What's a shrimp?
You've never eaten a shrimp?
What? No, seriously, what is that?
It's a little tiny food. It's
is it a crustacean?
Yeah, a shellfish.
Crustacean. No,
it's
probably the tiniest food that exists.
Okay, I've never even
you've never even seen it. What kind of food do you eat? Do you have to eat?
We
talked about the banana tree.
Pretzels.
I enjoy pretzels.
Jumbo pretzels.
Handfuls of pretzels at a time.
Have you heard of jumbo shrimp?
Jumbo shrimp.
Jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp are just smaller jumbo shrimp.
Oh, my God. Because I was like, why are they saying jumbo shrimp without the jumbo?
Yeah.
Just smaller.
So why would they? Okay, but so they called you shrimp. Oh. Yeah.
They were comparing her to the smallest animal that anyone could eat.
So you do know.
Yeah,
you do.
I feel your pain.
And maybe you could be like the Rosa Parks of impossibly small
people. God, I don't think I'm worthy of that title.
Okay.
But I can aspire to it.
Well, you're out there. You're an example to short kind of people with social anxiety who talk to themselves on the playgrounds.
Yeah.
Of all people out there in the U.S. of A. And, if you try hard enough and if you have a symmetrical face, you can become a famous actress.
And I'm offering – actually, I've set up a scholarship to – fix people's faces if they're non-symmetrical. So.
That is the biggest problem with people who want to be actors. If you don't have a symmetrical face, give it up. It's not going to happen for you.
Here's what I'm here to say today. Don't give it up.
Just
write to me.
Get plastic surgery.
I've saved some money. I can make your face symmetrical and you'll be on your way to a very successful career in show business.
But please don't even try unless you've had the surgery or you're blessed with a symmetrical face.
D'doy.
Yeah. It's a little too large for me to really. It's like trying to look at a billboard when you're standing directly in front of it.
He's beyond symmetry. Okay.
I can't really tell.
Not take offense by that last comment.
Could you back up just a little bit and I can get a real sense of if it's just a little.
This is me.
A little further back, if you could. Just.
Right, that is not symmetrical at all.
Okay. I can't really tell. Still.
Look, I'm of the opinion personally that asymmetry is beauty. Not every one of God's creatures.
You are in the minority, and I don't mean to offend you by saying that.
You don't mean to offend me on the black level or the giant level.
I just mean to say most people don't feel that way. I definitely didn't mean to use that word. Please, you're starting to get very angry. You've turned purple, and
I'm keeping it together.
I know.
I'm keeping it together.
I apologize.
Look,
please don't reverse Hulk me.
If Michael Clark Duncan was here, he would not be able to keep it together the way I am.
Is he from your town?
Oh, yes.
Oh, was he? Is he one of your childhood chums?
Yes. There's a lot of Hollywood people from my town. Michael Clark Duncan, Yaphet Kotto.
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant, white guy.
Yeah.
You got him to say the word. That's so horrible.
Well, that's his name. That's his name.
That's just legal.
Oh, you'll accept that? You're not offended by his name?
Look. Andre was a hero of mine growing up.
Oh.
So I personally believe the word giant killed him.
Oh. Mm.
We could get into that, but
do you remember that movie My Giant, Billy Crystal?
Yes, I do.
Based on his time with Andre the Giant.
Deeply offensive film. Andre the Giant, he's the first one of us who got where he was.
He's the first one to become famous.
I think of it like blackface.
Mm-hmm.
There were some good performers back then who had to do it.
Andre, he had to call himself a giant just so people would know what it was all about.
That's right.
I understand.
It's like Peter Dinklage. Like, why do they always have to call him Dinklage?
I know, because that's the noise his tiny balls make.
Dinklage. Why do they have to do that?
I know. It doesn't make any sense. And yet he had to take that name so people wouldn't go, who is this guy? Why aren't they calling him Dinklage?
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's time to now do, we have one last thing, not one last thing, but it's time to do one of our favorite features here on the show. And Jermaine, I'd like you to play this, if you would. You're a first time.
Is it a game?
It is a little game, yeah. It's time to play something we call...
How little?
You'll be able to play it, I still think. We'll try to supersize it for you.
Okay.
I'll try to make my expressions very large.
Thank you.
All right, it's time to play Would You Rather? All right, we haven't played this in a while, actually. There's a dusting it off here. Time to dust off the gold known as Would You Rather. We all know how this is played. I will read a Would You Rather scenario that was sent to us on our Twitter. Our Twitter is CBBWYR, which is Comedy Bang Bang Would You Rather. Send us these. I went looking for some today. There was a paucity. It was a little hard to pick one, to be honest. But I did get a good one. I'll read out the scenario. I'll open the floor for questions. You can ask me any question you like about either of the scenarios because I know all the answers regarding the specifics regarding these scenarios. I'll close the floor for questions. We'll vote. And then I'll assign a winner. All right. So Chad Siot is my best guess at how that is pronounced, which is at Auratech, which is also my best guess of how that is pronounced. He asks, would you rather have rocket shoes that take you fast to boring places, or a talking cat that only tells you what your friends say behind your back? All right. Would you rather have rocket shoes that take you really, really fast to boring places, or a talking cat that only tells you what your friends say behind your back? All right. I'm opening the floor for questions. I can answer any question that you have here.
We're talking boring places as you would judge them boring personally.
Yes, they are attuned to your personality.
Yeah, they are attuned.
And they...
write that down.
To my...
personality.
Personality.
Is personality a difficult one for you?
I just write very large.
Oh, yeah.
So it takes a little bit longer for me to...
Yeah. So they're attuned to your personality so that they anytime you put them on, you say, rocket shoes, go. That's mm-hmm. the way you command them, by the way, vocally. Rocket shoes, go. Boom! They take you to the most boring place that you can imagine, or they take you to places that drill.
Are you continuously going places in these rocket shoes, or do you only have to wear them every so often?
When you say you only have to wear them every so often...
then the rocket shoes, right?
Please don't vote.
Sorry. Yeah,
please.
Really jump the gun on that vote.
A classic Would You Rather blunder.
It's clear.
I'm so sorry to say. I'm going to have to dock you points, Gillian.
Gillian, I'm not even playing.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I thought you only invited him to play.
No, of course you're playing.
Oh, sorry.
This is maybe the issue then.
I think she just quit another game on you.
All right, but I am going to have to dock you points for voting early.
Okay,
so
sorry.
I'm docking you 5 points, and you started out at -2, so you're now at -7.
This cat, does it speak in English?
Jermaine, you're at 0.
Why did I start out on the negative con? Because the
you're
word
a woman.
Was from... Oh.
All right, so
fair. Here we go. That's fair.
You get paid less, you get less
True.
Points. You
know. Okay.
All right, so I'm sorry, what was your question, Jermaine?
Oh, does the cat speak in English?
Great question.
Right.
That is a really good question. No, he unfortunately speaks in Mandarin, and you have to put it through Google Translator. And so it always is a little jumbled, so you're kind of not quite knowing exactly what your friends are saying about you, but you get the tone.
Oh.
You sort of can figure it out a little
okay.
bit. Yeah. Great question. Gillian, you had something?
You
don't have to look so disgusted, by the way, the fact that you're playing this game. The look on your face.
I didn't
you're like, ugh.
Well, I feel like the answer is clear, right? I mean, if you're not compelled to wear these shoes frequently, if you only have to go every once in a while,
but you don't
place,
know about your other shoes that you have to wear when you're not wearing those.
That's not a condition.
Does it take you to a random boring place or a boring place of your choice? It
takes you to the most nearby one.
Oh,
so it's kind of not a bad way to get around sometimes, where you're like, you know what,
yeah,
this
like
thing's
the DMV.
Across town.
Maybe like the DMV.
Yeah, but you know, like that club I want to go is right next to the DMV.
Almost use it like a subway system, which, you know, has a stop at a certain place.
Do you fit into a subway?
Well, I've heard of them. No, okay. I don't go on the subway. No,
no,
oh,
of course
no,
not.
No, no, no,
no, no, that would be disastrous.
No, no, that would be. Yeah, I like to stay above ground, mm-hmm. Not only because I'm, you know, claustrophobic, but
yeah. And so you're not one of the mole people who is.
I'm sorry.
You're not one of the mole people who's dug
one,
from
are,
under the ground.
There are mole people.
I've heard tales of giant.
No,
people
I am not
who
a subterranean
okay.
civil.
I just wanted to check. I just wanted to check.
Civilian.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, Gillian, so you don't have any questions about the other shoes that you're forced to wear when you're not wearing the Rocket shoes?
Okay, I'll take the bait, Scott. What are the other shoes that I have to wear when I'm wearing the Rocket shoes?
Converse.
Oh, well then yes, I love Converse
with nails in them.
What? Poking my feet?
No.
Poking what?
Poking the ground. They're like cleats.
They're cleats?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that could be helpful.
That could be helpful.
I've slipped and fallen in my time.
I fall all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
That must cause some sort of tremors in the earth, I would imagine.
Well, there are, yes, we have, yes, we. I've registered on the Richter scale.
Mm-hmm. So far, we know that in one situation, you have two pairs of shoes. You have rocket shoes that you say rocket shoes go, and it takes you to the most nearby boring place, mm-hmm. and you can make several jumps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what was that movie, Jumper? Was
Jumper,
that what it was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hayden Christensen vehicle.
So you can make several jumps to get to where you want to go. You know, it might take you 27 times to get to New York City, but you know, eventually
maybe,
you'll get there.
Yes, maybe it's not that. I think that's that you pinpointed it. It's using the boring places to get to larger places you want to go.
Yes.
Are you allowed to take the shoes off, or are they like,
you are, because you have to wear your other shoes that have nails in them, the Converse.
Okay.
But you're not allowed to have bare feet ever.
How much?
Because the sunlight burns the skin on your feet. So you
have
to switch shoes as quickly as possible.
Do you have to pay for rocket fuel out of your own pocket?
Great question. Yes. That is your number one expense. When your accountant calls you, they're like, I have this line item that mm-hmm. I have to talk to you about. Rocket fuel? $35,000 this year.
Wow.
Mm. It's big.
So it's not cheap.
It's not cheap at all. No. So bear that in mind. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, I'm now forgetting what the other part of the question was. Oh, the cat. Yeah.
Cat.
The
tells cat. You what your friends say about it.
Yeah, in Mandarin that you have to put through the Google Translator.
Are you forced to put it through the translator, or could you just listen to Mandarin that you don't understand?
You are forced at gunpoint.
Oh. Does the cat have a gun?
The cat has a gun on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I were to, say, bring the cat to an event with a bunch of Chinese people and present it as a fascinating talking cat, and then I pulled the curtain up, would that cat perform for me, or would it just sit there?
That's a great question. Well, let me ask about the curtain. It's behind a curtain.
It's behind a curtain.
You've built a little kind of proscenium stage.
I build a stage. I present it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Make a big presentation out of it.
The amazing Mandarin cat. Mm-hmm. I open it up and the cat sits there, or does the cat do its show?
Is it a Dr. Doolittle situation? Is essentially what you're asking.
Is it Michigan J. Frog situation? Can I capitalize?
In this scenario, are there metal detectors? In the hall that you're going to?
I mean, any place that I... If it was my event, no. No, right. I would not put metal
detectors. But is this the embassy that you're talking about? The Mandarin, the Chinese embassy?
Sure.
Or
I mean, how I get my audience, you know, you can leave that up to me and my publicist.
I'm just saying that the cat can't bring the gun into the place.
Is your cat the publicist?
That would be another question.
Is the cat the publicist?
Is the cat willing to, you know...
Take on some extra duties.
Interested in that, or has the
For
cat
a little walking
studied
around
law?
Money.
Law?
Well, I'm always in the market for another lawyer to, you know...
Free legal counsel.
For one of these cases.
Let me answer your questions in order. Yes, no, yes.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. All right, any other questions?
Can you kill the cat?
Mm.
See, now we're getting down to it. Can you kill the cat? Why would you want to kill the cat?
That's a good question.
To stop this chattering.
How good are you at wresting a gun away from from someone?
How big is a gun? Is it a human-sized gun or is it a cat-sized gun?
It's a cat-sized gun.
And what...
So, Jermaine, I don't know if you'd even be able
yeah,
to see it.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to see it.
No.
But
he
would probably fire it at you and just be like little ping-pong balls.
Yeah. That's correct. Bullets have no effect on me.
Really? See, now, this is interesting. Is this why you're in so much trouble with the law?
Why people always want to talk about this one. I shouldn't even say anything. Yeah, no, bullets don't hurt me.
How many times have you been shot?
Well, I've been shot 8 times in my elbow, and that skin is just like an elephant.
Yeah.
You cannot penetrate that.
You can't, yeah.
Wow. Why are people aiming for your elbow?
Well, it's more of a wherever they aim, I just get the elbow in that between
us. Is that like a certain form of self-defense that you know, or you're just working with
your elbow? Yeah, that's right. I mean, generally, sometimes I just flail out of fear, and my elbows just cover a lot of ground.
Has the Army ever tried to recruit you as some sort of like...
We had some Army people come to our town when I was a child once and ask some questions, and...
Maybe they did this to your water. Have you ever thought about that?
That the Army had done?
To grow a new race of super soldiers?
But I'm gentle.
Okay, we got to get back to the game here. Because we haven't even voted.
Can I kill the cat?
Can you kill the cat? If you are able to wrest that gun away from the cat, the tiny, tiny gun, and if you're, I mean, I would imagine you'd have to wrap your pinky around the trigger because your huge, compared to a cat, fingers.
Okay, well.
Wouldn't be able to fit.
My hands are a lot closer to the size of a cat's paw.
You think so?
I have pretty small hands.
All right.
I do have one crooked finger. My pinky, it's my Chernobyl finger.
I'll take your word for it.
Did you grow up with something in your water?
It was more of a gas problem that we had in my town.
Mm. Okay.
Than a water.
You could sue over that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet you can. So, yes, you are able to kill the cat.
Then I'm going to go with the cat.
Oh, my gosh. I got to dock you another 7 points.
Jesus,
you're at negative 14 now.
Very early voting.
Jermaine.
Vote early and often.
That's not how you play the game, but I appreciate the sentiment. All right, any more questions? We're just about to close the floor.
No.
I think I'm clear on the two
sides. You are exasperated with this game.
I've made my decision.
All right. Because before I close the floor, you're thinking the cat because you can kill the cat?
Yeah.
Because you want to kill a cat? Is that...
Well, I don't want to
know. Have you ever killed a cat?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh,
that's weird.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Why?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to close the floor.
Allegedly, sweetie. Allegedly.
Yeah. Learn to say allegedly, please.
Please. I've served my time. I can say, yes, in clear conscience, I killed a cat.
All right. This is creeping me out, Jermaine.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of what I've done or my past, unlike you.
Oh, my goodness. No. Okay, see, now I'm going to have to...
Stop swinging your hands around, by the way. There's not enough room in this.
See, I'm just going to... I just need to get some air going in here. Wait, I just need to...
Yeah, you're moving your neck up and down, and it's causing kind of a wind tunnel effect.
When I get angry, I need to rock to calm myself down. She just challenged me for
the building is shaking side to side. Please don't do that. This is a structurally unsound building.
When I leave, I'm going to put my eye up to the window... I'm going to look in here one more time. If you're still in here, oh, my goodness.
All right, please don't do that. All right, I'm going to close the floor, and it's time to vote. Gillian, I think it's no surprise how you're going to vote, but maybe you'll surprise us. How are you going to do this?
Cat, because I can kill it.
All right, cat, because you can kill it. By the way, this game is worth 15 points, so you can still win. You're at negative 14.
Yes.
But you can still win this. All right, Jermaine, how do you like to vote?
Well, first of all, so there's no mathematical way that she could beat me. I'd like to vote cat.
No, there isn't. It's worth 15 points. She's at negative 14. She can get 1 point, and then you'd be at 0. Because the reasons why you're doing it are important.
I see.
Yeah, so...
Well, let me tell you why.
Okay.
I would vote cat because, A, guns have no effect on me.
Right.
And, B, I have this plan that if I got a bunch of Mandarin people together, we could make a lot of money considering this cat is willing to perform.
Because you have one of the most giant people in the world with some of the shortest people in the world and then a talking cat.
I mean...
That's a recipe right there.
I have that feeling, and it's just one of these feelings that I get that would be a special moment.
Okay. All right, well, you've both voted, and it's time for me to tally up the points here. There's 15 points possible, grading you on panache and also on content and style. And all right, I have the results. Gillian, You have a perfect score. You have 15 points. That puts you at 1 point.
Woo!
Congratulations. Cat was the correct answer. And your reasons for the cat were sound and true. You want to kill that cat.
I do want to kill that cat, and I will kill that cat.
Very good.
I just want to say, before you announce how I did, if you could do me a favor and have somebody put some restraints on my arms.
Okay.
And my legs.
Brett, is it cool if you, could you, engineer Brett here, if you could, you know what, let me take off my belt, if you could just.
Yes, yeah. Go ahead. Just wrap that on my forehead and around the back of the back of the chair.
Okay, there we go.
Which I will lean down as far as I can so that before I can.
Well,
I cannot move. All right, let's go.
So this is just kind of in case the answer doesn't come out the way it wants to come out.
That is correct. If I like it so much, I just...
You had such a lead, it would be very difficult to lose in this situation.
That is my feeling of it as well. I'm glad you concur.
All right.
He concurs.
Yeah, he hasn't concurred. Jermaine, you got a total of half a point. You're at 1.5 points. Gillian, that means you're our winner. Congratulations.
Woo!
Are you... Jermaine, are you okay?
Oh, no. What's going on? Is he freaking out? He seems very agitated.
I'm doing fine. I just need to...
God, the humanity!
Oh, my God.
Oh!
I can't believe you made me lose!
My neck! My regular size neck!
Your regular size neck feels so good.
Unhand him!
Where are you? Where is she?
It's a disembodied voice.
Please don't grab her.
Get away from my eyelashes.
I'll kill you like...
Get away from my eyelashes. I can't see.
Wait, I have a gun.
Elbow.
Oh, no, it has no effect on him.
Scratch your eyes out. Cat.
Oh. His giant eyes. Aim for those giant eyes. They're hard to miss.
My soft spot.
Gillian has cat's paws in her pockets.
How are you doing this?
From the cat I killed.
Amputated cat's paws.
I'm going down.
Oh, I love this song. Mm-hmm. You should have sang this on the show. Wow. Okay. Well, that is of course how we play. Would you rather? Oh. All right. That is of course how we play. Would you rather? Great game, guys. That got competitive, and we
killed a man.
We tussled a little,
and I'm okay.
Okay. You're still alive?
Yes, I'm still alive. I'm very resilient.
I noticed those mole people. They're really hard to kill. That's the other thing that I heard about them. They're really regenerative.
You still think I'm a mole person?
How do you say that word?
Regenerative.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Conundrum.
Yeah. They kind of grow back body parts. Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, did you figure out what conundrum meant?
I did not figure it out on my own accord. No.
No. Okay.
No. I'm still, if anybody knows.
All right. Well, we have one last thing to do, and that is, of course, plugs.
Well, we had a great time in the show, but now it's time for the plugs. No, we had a great time during the show, but now it's time for the plugs. Ain't nobody move, I've got a gun. You know we had a very, very good time, but now it's time for the plugs. Nobody move.
All right, that is melancholy and sweet, and with a strange mixed message as well. Nobody move, I have a gun in the middle of that. But that was Hallelujah the Hills. Hallelujah the Hills. Thank you so much for sending that plugs theme to us. If you have your own plugs theme, go on over to earwolf.com. Go to the message boards under the Comedy Bang Bang under the appropriate thread. You can be famous for a week. Hallelujah the Hills, you are famous. Long may you reign. Well, for only 1 week. Next week, we'll have a different plugs theme. But it is time to do it. Gillian, What do you got?
Well, I got a movie opening in June called Seeking a Friend for the End of the World with Steve Carell and Keira Knightley.
Oh, you're in that. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Are you above the title, below the title?
Yeah, it was like a small part, but it's a part.
That's great.
Thanks, man.
Congrats. And then, of course, Communité.
Communité. Please, please support it and watch it so that it may come back.
It's good.
You watch my show?
Oh, yeah. When I get a chance, I watch it.
Really? It must be hard for you to... Do you have a giant screen TV? Is that
no, I have a small, regular size.
Oh, really? How big is it?
Oh, it's 72.
Okay, yeah. That's
very small.
I consider that to be giant. All right. So both of those things, make sure to check them out. Yeah. And Jermaine, what do you have to plug? Anything?
Well, I am currently... I don't know. That's a good question.
Not much going on with you, huh?
Well, no, there's tons going on, but when we're talking about plug it, I mean, I'm like, my microwave? I don't know.
Are there TV programs you like to watch?
I'm a big fan of Community. I'm a big fan of Key and Peele.
Key and Peele, that's a good show.
Yeah, that's a great show.
That's on Comedy Central, right?
Yeah, second season, I believe, is airing September 26th.
Okay, and can people check out the first season in any way?
I believe it's online.
Oh, great. You know a lot about this show.
Oh, it's my favorite. People show me. I can't, hit those...
Remote controls. They're not built for
people. Or those tiny little keys on the keyboards.
Those keys, I don't even mess with those keys.
Your big sausage fingers can't even...
Yeah, I just...
I'm just being racist now.
I'm hitting racist against us big people.
Yeah, exactly. That's
but
what I meant.
I'm okay. That's how you guys are, so I've accepted you. I've
Thank you so much.
I've accepted you. Hey.
And you know what?
I've accepted you.
And I concur that you've done that.
Wow, he did it!
I concur.
We concurrently concur.
Yes.
We did. We finally did. Thank you so much. Oh, Jermaine. All right. Well, I want to plug. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Eric Biederman. Eric, thank you so much for donating $150 to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you so much. Keeps the doors open. You also share with Hallelujah the Hills your fame for a week. Thank you so much, Eric. A little something special coming to you. And I want to plug the Comedy Bang Bang TV show June 8th. Gillian's on it.
What?
She's on there. How did you enjoy your time on the set?
It was excellent. It was too fleeting an appearance, though.
It was.
That's my
it really
one
was.
Complaint.
I want to have you back and in a larger capacity.
Yeah.
And you're very funny in the viral video as well, which I'm not sure will be out by the time that this comes out.
Huh.
Seems like it's a surprise to you, but you did film it.
Don't remember it.
Check that out, and soon I'll have word on how you can see an episode early, actually. Mm. So that'll be maybe in 2 weeks from now. But that's all I have. Let us close up the old plug bag. And that's been our show. Thank you so much. I want to thank you, Gillian. It's always my pleasure to have you here. Hopefully it won't be Community's fifth season before you're back.
I would love that. Yeah, it will be our fifth game of Words with Friends, though.
Yes! Oh, we'll update you, gentle listeners, on how those games are going. And Jermaine, speaking of gentle...
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story.
Just amazing. And I feel like a weight is off my shoulders, the weight of the world.
Wow. And I bet you could carry the world on your shoulders.
And, I find that funny. I find that funny. So
we've done a lot of healing.
I feel very spiritually good, and I would love to do the show as well, your show.
I'm not sure about that, but Gillian, love to have you back.
Thank you.
We will see you next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.
Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Everyone knows that the holidays, it can kind of be a little bit hard on the pocketbook. Well, if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday gifts they want, they need, they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. That's right. I mean, you could teach a course in something. I could teach a course in
podcasting? Well, who'd be interested in that? Let's be honest. Maybe not me, but you could. Sure, yeah. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. Here's what you do. You start with a professional layout, and then you upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content and then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/bangbang. You're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/bangbang. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What is the first thing that you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Can you imagine if every day was 25 hours? Would you sleep during it? Maybe you could sleep more, especially if you, but maybe you can't sleep more. It would be an extra hour to do like fun stuff for you. You could, maybe it's like you're always like, I can't exercise. I can't find the hour. Well, now you got it. Well, a lot of our friends and neighbors out there, we spend our lives wishing we had more time, right? Well, the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? Well, therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And you can learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/bangbang.